Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with this Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, biblical basis. I think I already said that. They already said it, right? I don't know. But either way, and they're off. All you race fans, the race is on. The race is on. The internet browser Bing has got this little feature where you can keep track of the results of the election. Right now, look at this in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, they have a precinct reporting, and it has a total of 42 people. Out of those 42 people, 28 have voted for Barack Obama, and 14 have voted for Mitt Romney. So there you have it. But that's less than 1%. That's a little exciting news there. You got a lot going on in Tennessee. I see at least reports are that Bob Corker is looking like he's going to be staying in the Senate. Now, the number here is today, 888-248-2046. It's toll free, 888-248-2046. I was just suddenly reminded of that little video they've got on the internet out there. I can't remember the little girl's name. She's 4 years old. But she was crying, and her mom asked her why she was crying. I guess she caught it on some kind of video recording. She asked her, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Mommy, I want them to stop. I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney." "What, honey?" "I'm tired of hearing Barack Obama and Mitt Romney." Oh, my goodness. Have we been bombarded with multimedia advertising? I don't see a lot of signs up in my neighborhood either way. I think they saved their sign money and put it all out into the social media and things like that. So today is the big election day. Is it going to be heaven? Is it going to be hell? You know, that elusive Pimpernel. I don't know. We don't know what the results are going to be. I did see on the internet, it was kind of strange, I saw these reports on YouTube. Oh, hey, somebody has claimed. It just popped up here. I think Vermont. What is that thing? It just got popped up here. Vermont, they're claiming for Obama or something. It's dark blue, and they gave 3 electoral votes, and there's no precincts in. So Bing has just told you that one state is chosen for Barack Obama. That's a little updated thing. Just flash in front of my eyes, okay? Yeah, but what I was saying was there's these strange things that people were having dreams. They had these troubling dreams of things that were going to happen. And they coincided with Barack Obama being elected. Now, so what I did is I collected those 7 videos, I believe, where somebody got on their little video blog and said, "Man, I got woken up with this really weird dream." And some of these happened several years ago. In fact, one of them happened while Mr. Obama and the current Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, were vying for the nomination. And the guy said it was really troubling. And this was a black gentleman. And he says, I wanted to vote for him, but man, there's just something about it that makes me not want to vote for him. And I guess it was this really intense dream he had. And he said there was this song. They were worshiping him. They were actually singing this song. And, oh, man, it really, really troubled me. And what was interesting, this was months before. If I don't know how many of you watched the Democratic National Convention. Here in Virginia, we had Stevie Wonder just recently did a celebration kind of promoting Mr. Obama in this race just this past weekend. But Mr. Stevie Wonder sang at the Democratic National Convention. Pardon me while I try this. Barack Obama. All together now. Barack Obama. Had the whole congregation there at the Democratic National Convention singing a worship song to Mr. Obama. So I'm just taking hey, it's one of these things. They're going to give us a little prophetic video. I just took note, and I said, well, let's just see if they're really prophets. And I'll leave them to you if you want to look up dreams about Mr. Obama or something like that getting elected. They were all, I don't want to tell you the bad news. We'll let those prophets say their own thing. So we don't, but, you know, we'll see what happens here. Number here is 888-248-2046. Yesterday it was very heady. I was very educational. 888-248-2046. And I was talking about this letter that I sent to Senator Mark Warner. I did also send a copy of Senator Bob Corker because he's on this Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So I sent a copy of this letter that I sent to Senator Mark Warner. And I'm going to bring it up because it matters. One third of the Senate is being selected this time around, which is happens every 2 years. One third of the Senate is being selected. And just for your education, folks, there's this thing called the 17th Amendment. It's in the Constitution. It's attached to the Constitution. What it did is it made it so that you elect a senator just like you do your House of Representatives, the President of the United States. It's demagoguery, and it's the multimedia and passions of the masses. Extreme democratic, okay? Now, the only problem with this, originally, the Senate was chosen by your legislature. Your legislators would determine how the senator, two senators provided from your state, would be going to the Senate. And I'm going to give you a little history. Why would that have been? Well, it turns out those who framed our government didn't see democracy as the people per se. They saw that as kind of a mob rule, tyranny of the majority. That your liberties are protected by well-ordered representative government, and that they believed, and because I've read the things they were reading, that the democratic aspect of our government was the House of Representatives, and that there was an aristocracy element of government, just like in England. They had a democrat. They thought the three branches of government were the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and the King. And they believed those were the three branches of government. When we instituted government here, we changed that up. We made it legislative, and that the one branch was made up of two houses. And then the executive, that would be equal to the King or similar to it. And then the courts were their own separate branch to judge between the two. In England, the courts were basically ministers of the King. So, and they still are in America. Courts are still ministers of the King, but in America, the King is the law. So everybody's subject to the King in America. Now, what happened is, originally, they believed those framers of our government were educated in that the House of Commons represented the democratic element of government. They were democratically elected. Then there was an aristocracy, and they called it the House of Lords. They were the Lords Temporal and the Lord's spiritual. And those people were selected. They were put into office by the King as representatives. Somebody would say, hey, we think this particular person, because of their experience, their you know, I'll tell you, Mitt Romney would probably be one of those kind of guys just because he's a businessman. He's had experience, and I'm not, you know, going to promote him. I'm just saying, as an example, they might pick somebody. Maybe the way we pick ambassadors, they would select somebody for their wisdom, their influence, their charisma. Who knows what they... And they would have also selected people for this House of Lords that were from the clergy because of their understanding of law as far as the Bible and God's intentions for mankind and the frailty of mankind and things like that. So there was an aristocracy. And then, of course, you had the King and things like that in the courts. But, in fact, the Lords actually acted as court judges in many cases, many instances. But the U.S. Senate used to be made up initially of, this was basically our version of the aristocracy, that this group of 100 people, and currently 100 now that we have 50 states, but two from each state would be selected by the leadership of the state. That sovereign government, if you want to use that term or not want to use that term, let's just say the independent autonomous state would determine their person that they would send because of their wisdom. So that's the way the Senate used to be selected. Now, I will tell you, I'm seeing a benefit of that we may want to consider repealing the 17th Amendment and going back to a place where you as Tennessee select the two people that you're going to send that aren't there to rally around party banners, but are there to protect your state. In fact, you could have it where Republicans select one person and the Democrats select the other. I mean, it could happen that way. Again, ambitions competing against ambitions, and they could go to the Senate, and hopefully they wouldn't be there to necessarily protect their party, but they would have that interest, but they would also be protecting Tennessee from outside entanglements. And that's what I was talking about, and I'm bringing this up during this election time. If you have a call, or you want to call, ask me a question, challenge my brain here, you can give me a call, 888-248-2046. Now, before I go on and tell you why this matters, and I'm going to talk about this UN ratification here, this treaty, it matters because just before I came on the air, I was actually reading a law textbook from 1967. This was a textbook used in Harvard Law School. And I did some study on whether or not the treaties, foreign treaties, United Nations conventions actually trump not the Constitution. They can't trump the Constitution, but because of the Constitution, they trump your laws in your state. They would trump, foreign treaties will trump Tennessee Constitution, Tennessee statutes, Tennessee behaviors would possibly be decided by little committee of Iraqis and Iranians and Indonesians and Australians in a little committee somewhere in Belgium. Okay, or New York City. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. But in the meantime, on my silly confuser, yeah, Kentucky, Bing, you know, the little search engine, they're claiming Kentucky for Mitt Romney. I see there, and I'm looking at the stats, and there's no precincts in. Okay, Kentucky, let's see how many votes are in. 57,000 votes in for Romney and 27,000 for Barack Obama. Now, I'll tell you what, that's 80,000 votes. Guess what? That's not even close. But they're claiming 8 electoral votes for Mitt Romney. We don't see what they've chosen for the vice president. Who knows? Maybe things will get exciting there. And they've chosen, Bing is saying by their exit polls that they're looking to see Vermont. I guess both of these were predicted that they would be selecting Barack Obama for their electoral votes. Now I'm seeing Virginia, these are states of concern. South Carolina, Georgia, Florida are still way in the gray. So that's a current update as of 7/13. Now you guys have just a little bit more than 2 hours to get to the polls and cast your vote. And what you're doing is you're selecting, you're telling your state electors when they represent Tennessee to Congress, you're telling them who you want to cast the vote for president. And so they're going to turn those things over to the Congress. They're going to count the votes, and they're going to determine who Tennessee has selected as their choice for president. I just got an update from Florida. 49,000 votes have been counted, almost 50,000 in Florida. And for Romney, and 26,000 for Mr. Obama. Let me tell you, 75,000 is not close to the number of the population. So we'll be giving you more updates as we go along here. The number is 888-248-2046. Keep track of us at preservativetalkradio.com. We'll be back.